We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No one is more locked in. From Thursday to Monday, no one is more locked into the NFL than First and Pod. Hosted by Danny Parkin and Andrew Filippone.
It's so fascinating to me, and I love thinking about sports through the general manager perspective, because not that I was close to being a GM, but like it's the thing that you and I are like the most qualified to think about, I would say, intellectually, between like coach, player, and GM. Mahomes signed the lifetime contract because of Andy Reid. Like, he just knew that the grass was not going to be greener. And so he was like, I'm not going to be the highest paid guy. I don't want my free agency to come up every couple of years. I know the cap will go up and I'll end up being like the eighth or ninth highest paid quarterback in the league. And that'll feel ridiculous. And maybe we'll have to restructure it at some point and blah, blah, blah. But like, I want to be sure that I'm here for Andy Reid and Andy Reid's here for me. And that's why no one's talking about Andy Reid retiring after this game if he goes out a winner, because he'd be insane to, because he's got Pat Mahomes. And that's the thing with Hurts and all of these other guys. Like, you wonder what is Hurts when Kelce retires and Devontae Smith needs to get paid and things kind of, you know, the roster turns over. Tyreek Hill left and Mahomes won an MVP and threw for 5,200 yards and set records because he's got the coach and the quarterback. And I have no doubt that whenever Travis Kelce, who, you know, had 25 more catches this year than the next closest tight end, so he's still in the prime of his career. But whenever Kelce falls off the cliff, I have no doubt that Reid and Mahomes will keep it going. And I find it fascinating that no one talked about Burrow signing that deal like coming up. No one talked about Allen doing it. No one, you know, obviously Deshaun got the fully guaranteed deal, which is a unique thing in and of itself. But the coach quarterback situation of Kansas City, we can't say it's the best we've ever seen because we saw Brady Belichick. But I do think that you can make an argument that it is a top three coach quarterback duo in modern NFL history, and you'd have to throw Montana Walsh into it. Like, it's just this thing that is scary to bet against and pick against, and it feels like they're going to be relevant for as long as Andy Reid wants to coach.
Well, it's interesting that you say Montana Walsh. I think a lot of football fans, just like they get older and they kind of like thing years blend together, people have a hard time separating or like remembering who are on those 49er teams. So they won five championships. Walsh was there for three. Rice was there for three. Montana was there for four. So he's the one that has, you know, he was the one consistent piece there. Seifert came in and then they won a Super Bowl with Montana and then they won one with Young. But I'm only bringing that up because I think right now, I mean, that on the precipice of that, of this game, that to me is a very real conversation, because I thought that the Chiefs were going to be in a transitional year and they made
said
it
they
to
were
this
in a
game.
Transitional year.
Exactly. With the way they managed their salary cap and the moves they made this offseason. So to get here in that type of season, they've got a pretty good cap situation going to next year. They can make their team better. So, yes. Yeah, if they win and Mahomes is what now in his fifth season, sixth season, five as a starter, six on the roster.
Yep.
So next year will be his seventh year in the NFL. I mean, conservatively, we're at the halfway point of his career at the end of next season. Conservatively.
And it'll be five AFC championship games, three Super Bowls, two Super Bowl wins, two Super Bowl MVPs, and two regular season MVPs.
Right. So, I mean, the league
and two 5,000-yard seasons.
Yeah, the league can catch up to coaches. Quarterbacks can fall off a cliff, as we saw with guys in their late 30s this year. But, man, they would be in a great, great spot moving forward if they win it. Not, I mean, to definitely challenge what you said, to be the second best coach-quarterback combination in the Super Bowl era, most definitely.
Yeah, it's – and man – I think Andy Reid, I mean, health notwithstanding, he's got 14 years with the Eagles and 10 with the Chiefs. I could easily see him going for 14 and 14 or even more with the Chiefs than the Eagles. Like, why couldn't he coach into his 70s if he's healthy? I mean, he's definitely, if he stays with Mahomes, which obviously he's not going anywhere else, but like if he coached another 5 years, he will definitively be a top 10 coach of all time. He's already the second best coach of his era, but he'll have a shot at being considered a top 5 coach of all time. And Mahomes made him a Hall of Famer.
So who are the top 5 coaches of the Super Bowl era right now? Lombardi,
Belichick,
Chuck Noll, Belichick,
Parcells. I mean, he doesn't have all of the hardware of the other guys. Like Gibbs and Shula probably have like the hardware argument, but Parcells has like the impact on the game.
Well, Parcells is just as many rings as Shula.
Yeah.
Shula won two Super Bowls in the 70s, and then Parcells won two with the Giants. So yeah, I mean, dude, he's Jimmy Johnson won back-to-back but didn't coach very long. I mean, he's going to have a chance here in the not-so-distant future to climb up that ladder all the way to the second spot. So
I'm just – I want to look it up real quick because I did this a while ago and I just don't remember it. All-time NFL – because it's so weird to, like, compare him to George Halas. But – you know where he is on the career wins list already? Andy Reid.
Is he sixth?
Fifth. Shula, Halas, Belichick, Landry, Reid.
Landry's another guy.
Yeah. Yeah. But
Landry's
I mean,
got two.
But he's three wins behind Landry. He passes Tom Landry next year.
Remarkable.
And obviously Belichick's 51 wins ahead of him and still coaching.
And I think the Eagles winning a Super Bowl, and I think Reid winning a Super Bowl with the Chiefs puts his time in Philadelphia in a different kind of, paints it in a different new light. I think that there's more appreciation for those years where they would get to NFC championship games and come up short and the Super Bowl loss to the Patriots now that Philly has a Super Bowl and Reid isn't looked at as a guy who never won the big game.
Andy Reid is a miracle worker and they were insane at the time for how they felt about it. Andy Reid was ahead of the game. Remember the thing with him was like, he doesn't run the ball. He likes to pass it too much.
He's the only offensive lineman I know who doesn't like to run the ball.
But like now it's a passing league. Yeah. He was ahead of his time.
Well, he got that from Walsh, but yeah, I would agree.
I understand that, but I'm just saying like that the knock in Philly was, man, he passes too much. Now everyone wants to pass too much. And if you look at it, Kevin Cobb, Jeff Garcia, Donovan McNabb, Alex Smith,
Michael Vick,
Mahomes, they all have their winningest season with Andy Reid. That's crazy, man. Like, either their best season statistically or their winningest season. Like, and so he, all those dudes, and then he, as soon as he got a great quarterback, he starts setting records, winning a ring, and getting MVPs for his guy. And no one even talks about him as he was not a Coach of the Year finalist. 14 games, number one offense in the NFL, no Tyreek Hill. Not even a finalist.
That was a joke. He still, I think, sometimes there are certain things that happen to him in Philly and in Kansas City where there's these in-game situations with him that I just don't get.
Yep.
So that could always rear its ugly head in the Super Bowl. We'll see with Sirianni. We saw what Doug Peterson was made of. He called up that Philly special, and that was a turning point play in that Super Bowl. What's Nick Sirianni going to be all about? How does he put his fingerprints on this game? He seems like a pretty cocky, brash guy. I don't think he's going to be a conservative-minded coach here. I think he's going to want to go for the jugular early in this game. And if he doesn't, that'll be a warning sign for me. I will back the Eagles in this game. I'll bet them. If I see him do some like feeling out process stuff early in this game, some conservative punts, or, you know, they're designed to go for it on fourth and short. If he's passing that up to give the ball to Patrick Mahomes, that'll scare me. You got to go with what got you here in this situation. Don't let the bright lights of the Super Bowl scare you.
So I'm just kind of curious. Are you waiting for anything? You said you will be backing Philly.
I am. I'm waiting, though.
It was 2.5. Now it's 1.5. Are you going to just do money line? What are you thinking is going to happen in the market that allows you to bet Philly? Or what are you trying to spike?
Well, if you're watching, Danny just put a Rika line because his throat's bugging him a little bit. So don't let the lozenge get you off your game.
Gotta play hurt. Gotta play hurt. Yeah.
So, well, I want to see what happens with the Chiefs injuries. Because if the Chiefs get good injury news, then that line might flip and Kansas City might be favored. And I can bet the Eagles to win the game with plus money. I might get a money line of plus like 110. And I'm going to bet enough on this game where that difference matters to me.
Flipping it from minus. I don't believe that is going to happen.
You don't think we're going to get good news, or you don't think that's going to be enough to move the line?
I'd bet you on the side that we don't see Eagles at plus money again. I think that that's done. I think that was over.
You don't think it can get down to a pick?
No.
We've had a pick Super Bowl.
Oh, no, I understand. Seahawks
and Patriots, the game you were at.
No, I understand. I wasn't at the game. I was just there for Radio Row. But yeah, I don't believe that we can. I think that most of the football Illuminati believes that the Eagles roster is much better than the Chiefs roster. And I don't disagree, but they don't have a better coach and they don't have the better quarterback.
So so then what I'll probably end up doing then, if I get to like Friday and it seems like it's just still sitting there at -1.5, I'll crank it out then. Because the other thing I would be worried about is if I waited just until kick, I could see waking up Sunday morning in the lines up to like 2 or 2.5. I could see that.
Oh, well, see, yeah. I mean, dude, I think that it's already hit 2.5 and now it's back to 1.5. But I think if you get bad Chiefs injury news, you don't think there's any way it gets to 3?
No, I think the highest it goes is 2.5. I think if it gets to 3, it's there, like, and then it's gone.
Yeah, well, that did happen. That happened Sunday for a millisecond. But yeah, it's a great matchup, man. This is a great game. The championship Sunday were great matchups. The 2-1 seeds, the 2-14 win teams. Andy Reid against his own team, old team, the MVP against the guy who was the MVP favorite for half the year, injury questions with both quarterbacks, young quarterbacks, the first Super Bowl with two black quarterbacks, the brothers Kelsey in the Super Bowl, like two great fan bases. This is a great, great, great Super Bowl.
I would say on paper, as far as the storylines and stuff for the game, I would definitely say it's better than last year with Rams and Bengals. I would say if it wasn't for like COVID kind of putting a damper on everything, I don't think it lives up to Chiefs Bucks just because of Brady against Mahomes. So I would put that ahead of it. But I'd probably put it ahead of Niners Chiefs. I'd probably put it ahead of Patriots Rams, Patriots Eagles. So now I'm starting to go back a ways. Patriots Falcons on paper. I mean, it's one of the best Super Bowl matchups I think we've had in the last 10 years.
Yeah. Certainly in terms of storylines. We'll see if the game plays out that way. But there are a ton of storylines for this game. But all right, you travel. You will come prepared. You'll be doing FanDuel TV. I will have all of my stuff from Rivers. So the next one will be updated storylines for the game. And do we want to make a pledge? We'll do a show bet. Do we want to make a pledge that we each bring 5 bets?
Oh, I'll have stuff. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I always say the Super Bowl is also the Super Bowl of gambling. Like it's the gambling.
Oh, did you coin that? That's bad. That's good.
I'm just saying it's the Super Bowl of gambling. It's the best gambling event. It's the single, you know, obviously March Madness I enjoy more just because, you know, that weekend of 64 teams down to 16. But you got to have a minimum of 10 bets in this game. So I'm going to try to sell you on bets. You're going to try to sell me on bets.
Yeah, I'm down.
And we'll do that. We'll do that Thursday night.
Cool, dude. I'll talk to you from the desert.
All right. Safe travels. Have fun. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. Spencer Ray, our executive producer. Subscribe, rate, review, tell a friend. First and Pod.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.